Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. We're also emanating from the Earth's vibrations. Dude. I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, we talk movies with Daniel Holloway. But first, let's get the latest news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. In Colombia, a bold operation freed three American hostages and French-Colombian politician Ingrid Betancourt. Colombian special forces tricked rebel captors into handing them over. NPR's Juan Ferrero has more.
The commandos had infiltrated the FARC, a rebel group that for years controlled large swaths of territory. The former hostages also included 11 Colombian soldiers. News of the liberation prompted jubilation as far away as France, which had made Betancourt's release a priority. George Gonsalves is the father of one of the Americans, Mark Gonsalves. He said that he had been on his front lawn when a neighbor ran over with the news. He called it wonderful, just wonderful. In Bogota, the Colombian hostages arrived at a military base. Families hugged the former hostages, and Ingrid Betancourt spoke to the crowds. She thanked her countrymen and called the operation that saved her impeccable.
NPR's Juan Ferrero reporting, a Pakistani leader is lashing out at the U.S. Nawaz Sharif leads one of the major parties opposed to President Pervez Musharraf. He wants Musharraf out of office, so he's angry at State Department comments that Pakistanis should stop focusing on Musharraf and concentrate on Islamic militants and food prices. Sharif said today that what to do about Musharraf is Pakistan's business and rejected U.S. advice. Musharraf came to power by toppling Sharif in a 1999 coup. In the U.S., July 4th is usually a popular time to hit the road, but with average gas prices topping $4 a gallon, many cars will stay in the garage this weekend. Adam Allington of member station KWMU in St. Louis has this story.
According to Fritz Wenzel of Zogby Polls, many Americans are already mentally at $5 per gallon.
75% told us that they believe the cost of gas is going to hit $5 per gallon sometime during this summer, and that has thrown such uncertainty into their family budgets, they just don't feel this is the time to be going out and splurging on a big vacation.
AAA projects over 40 million Americans will travel during the holiday weekend, down nearly 500,000 from last year's figure.
Adam Allington of member station KWMU reporting. Based on the markets, not a lot of relief in sight on gas prices. Oil prices set another record early today, topping $145 a barrel. That's up more than 50% just this year. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson is wrapping up a mission to Europe. He said today oil prices will likely extend the global economic slowdown. He also warned there won't be quick fixes. Record oil prices are pounding airlines, too. American is set to cut 900 flight attendant jobs. They'll also axe pilots and mechanics. Not clear yet how many of those jobs will be lost. When oil prices are in the stratosphere, maybe it's time to look for power outside the atmosphere. The solar power industry wants to get a lot bigger, but the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, these are the folks who manage federal land, slapped a moratorium on applications to build solar plants on public land. That caused a stir. Now the Bureau is reversing itself. They've actually never approved a solar project on public land. All current solar is on private property. It generates only 0.1% of American electricity. That is your news for now. It's online till the end of time at npr.org.
This is NPR.